Broadcasters of Light, for the topic of this broadcast, we would like to delve more deeply into what is meant by reaching the mass conscious mind of man on earth. Through the subconscious or the conscious, we are concerned only with the fact that we are part of the mass consciousness, and therefore it is part of our work as light broadcasters to reach to the mass consciousness in order to implant ideas of the Second Coming, the hierarchical plan and program, the mass educational program, the raising of man into the fourth dimensional consciousness, and on, all of which we know is the one and only program we now are engaged in for the rest of this century. Let's examine more deeply then what is meant by the mass consciousness and how we can be successful in implanting the proper spiritual ideas to help that mass consciousness cleanse itself, or cleanse those who are part of it, perhaps we should say, and also be lifted to a higher spiritual level. It was just somewhere in the last few years that Sananda indicated to us through Nara Yolanda that we did not have, that is all of us light workers on earth, the proper idea or concept of the mass conscious mind of earth, that is the collective consciousness of man of earth. We had been thinking in terms of that, as I'm sure you and others have all of those years, in the concept of the mass consciousness being composed of all peoples of earth. But Sananda pointed out very definitely that this is not the concept that they work with from the celestial and the etheric planes in the hierarchical program. Rather, they work in segments of what we would call the mass consciousness. So let's examine some of those segments of which you, I, we, and others are part, and therefore how we are able to identify with these various segments of mass consciousness and reach into them to be most effective in implanting the spiritual thoughts that we would like to see come to pass. We've dwelt on this at times past in other MAM programs and in main articles, things of this nature, but never to this extent, perhaps, or even if we had given it a sufficient concept or idea or exploration that you were enabled yourself to go further, still it's one of those topics which needs refreshing from time to time. So let's get into it. One of the most vivid examples that comes to mind immediately that's been making quite a bit of attention in the United States of America, at least today, and therefore has ramifications out to much of the rest of the world, has been the subject of violence on TV. As you will recall, we have made that the subject of various MAM broadcasts, daily visualizations, to help eliminate the violence and the crime and so forth in television, radio, as well as other media. And I'm sure all of you are aware of how finally, when enough people in various segments of the mass consciousness got together to rise up at the same time, it became very effective. This is perhaps a key also, that it takes various segments of the mass consciousness, perhaps in some instances, to bring about an effect that is what we and they are looking for. Therefore, it means that it is necessary for us to broadcast these ideas more than one time. And each time we do that, we are reaching more and more segments, till eventually all of these segments will begin to act together to bring about the proper reaction in the mass consciousness. Therefore, we are looking forward to a season of television coming up, beginning later 1977, where there will be far less violence. Therefore, those of you who have been working with us on this broadcast, this theme in the past, can take, we feel, much comfort and responsibility in knowing that you have helped in some way to bring that about. Let's examine then some of the various segments of mass consciousness to which you, your friends, your family, all of us perhaps in some cases belong. Naturally, we belong to the segment of the mass consciousness of all people on and about the earth. We know that the race of man in the solar system exists in other planes, planets, dimensions, but we are particularly part of that segment of the solar system mass consciousness residing on and about the earth plane. Therefore, we are effective in reaching all men in that way. whatever we think, say, do is important in this respect. Now, when we are examining these segments of mass consciousness, think in these terms too and amplify that in your own way. Whenever we are reacting to or thinking about or projecting to a specific person or situation, amplify that so that you are reaching all people who are part of that segment. For example, you are broadcasting to a son or to a daughter, to a mother or to a father, regarding certain things to bring into their conscious awareness. At the same time, realize you are broadcasting to all who are sons, all who are daughters, all who are mothers or fathers. If you're broadcasting to a particular person who is ill, broadcast at the same time or know you are broadcasting not only for that person, but for all people who are part of that segment of mass consciousness who are suffering at that time from that illness. If it's a matter of someone who is going through a period of grief, and you are broadcasting or talking to that person directly in terms of helping to lift that person out of that grief, realize that you are broadcasting to many who are undergoing not only that particular type of grief, but grief in general. So you see, therefore, you're becoming much more effective in broadcasting. Instead of just talking or doing, or exerting your energy, your thoughts, your actions for one person, you are doing the same thing for probably millions of persons. You become that much more effective a broadcaster. And then when we have many of us, and many more to come in the near future, who are broadcasting to that same segment of mass consciousness, you have a far greater amplification. For example, if 1,000 of us are broadcasting to different individuals concerning a situation of grief, and through that person broadcasting to mass consciousness, we are having 1,000 people. It's probably amplified far more than that because of those who work with us in higher planes and the high selves of those persons involved. But we have amplified it at least 1,000 times where we are striving, where we are reaching into the mass consciousness at that time to lift them into a higher degree of, in this case, happiness. Now then, let's look at some of these specific situations in which we can project to mass consciousness. You are a member of a certain color, we'll say, of skin. All right, you can project to that mass conscious segment anytime you are thinking in that terms about yourself. What you are thinking in situations of that nature or pertaining to that subject, you are thinking for many millions of others. Therefore, try and keep those thoughts on a positive level, a high level, so that you are not broadcasting negative thoughts into mass consciousness, which they are picking up, which that segment of mass consciousness will pick up sooner or later and will react to. Let's say that you are ill or have been ill. You are very easily adapted then to broadcasting to other people who have been suffering that type of illness or any type of illness because you've identified with it. You know how they must be feeling, at least in great measure. You know what's necessary to help lift up their spirits. You may be able to recall what it was that helped you at that time or helped another person. You hang on to those thoughts. You broadcast those thoughts to other people. Here's what helped me. Maybe it can help you too. Let's say that you have had a member of the family or a friend who has been involved in a hallucinatory drug situation. And of course, we are reaching some of you now who have been through that route yourselves, perhaps a few who even are in it now. You know what you go through. You know the things that have to be done to take you out of that. You know the problems that arise. You know the things that can help. Broadcast these things to all people, therefore, who have been or are in that situation now. If you ever have been or have had a friend who has been in some penal institution, that is a jail or prison or what have you, for however brief the period of time, you know what it feels like to be in that situation. You know how the people react in there. You know how you can reach them because you know how you felt at that time or how those who are dear to you and near to you felt at that time. You know perhaps that it's a different way of thinking when you're in a situation as unfortunate, as unhappy as that. Broadcast, therefore, to these people how to come out of it. You can identify with them. Naturally, the same thing pertains to any business you are in, whether even it's a housewife or even a businessman or what have you, a government official. Then you know what it's like, what the situations, the problems are there. You can identify with it. Even if you didn't identify with it consciously, you still are or have been part of that segment of mass consciousness. Therefore, by the very fact that you are or have been part of it, you are able to reach into them. You are able to lift that whole segment of life. Whether you are a lawyer, an accountant, if you are one who works in the media in any respect whatsoever, you can identify with the people who are in that type of work, and therefore you are able to help them, if only subconsciously at first within themselves, come to a higher spiritual level of performing their work. Remember, we ourselves as light workers don't have to do all the work in lifting mass consciousness. But since we are here as leaveners within the mass consciousness, we are very effective when we know what we're doing and when we work together in lifting the various segments of mass consciousness to which we are a part. Let's take another example we use quite often here at Mark Age. There are certain broadcasts on television you may be watching, a football game or some particular special, whatever it might be. Chances are there are millions, tens of millions, who are watching that exact same program at that time. Broadcast to them. Say, I know that I am part of this segment of mass consciousness at this time that is watching this program. Therefore, I am able to influence those who are watching this program. In this sense, you may be a part of the mass segment of consciousness for only a few minutes or a few hours, but still make the most of it at that time as you think of it. You can broadcast to them. Particularly would this be true if it were some spiritual program that you are watching, or more and more on television these days in the movies, they are coming into those topics which are of interest to us, ESP, things of this nature. And they aren't as negative as they used to be, because some of the work we and those in the higher planes working with us have been doing have been very effective in taking away much of the negative connotation in which they are presenting those things. I'm sure you can think of many, many more ways in which you are a part of the various segments of mass consciousness. Take your daily activities as you go through them. Take who you are, where you are in your station of life. If you're a resident of a city, then you have certain things in common with city dwellers everywhere in the world. If you live out in the country, somewhat isolated, then you're more in contact with those people. You understand their problems, their situations, their natures, the way they think. By the very fact that you are part of them, whatever you think, say, and do to project to them consciously is influencing that part of the segment of mass consciousness. And of course, by the same token, you must be careful as you become more and more powerful in your projection of thoughts that you don't broadcast out negative thoughts and therefore implement or amplify those things in the segments of mass consciousness that we really don't want. We have to be careful, yes, but that isn't really all that hard. So from now on, analyze yourself. Learn what various segments of mass consciousness you are, broadcast to them, and we have done a greater work in reaching and lifting mass consciousness. Thank you.